Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The crowds asked John the Baptist, "What should we do?" He said to them in reply, "Whoever has two cloaks should share with the person who has none, and whoever has food should do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He answered them, "Stop collecting more than what is prescribed." Soldiers also asked him, "And what is it that we should do?" He told them, "Do not practice extortion, do not falsely accuse anyone, and be satisfied with your wages." Now the people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. John answered them all, saying, "I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire, his winnowing fan in his hands to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Exhorting them in many other ways, he preached good news to the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Do any of you know any of my family members? Okay. Well, hopefully none of them are going to watch this on YouTube. But like all families, I think, there's always a few folks you don't like very much. At least that's how my family was. And when these individuals would come by to visit, I would start to get an attitude. And my folks would notice this attitude. And even though I would try to hide it, it would start to build. Right up until the point when mom or dad would answer the front door and I would be standing next to them. And right as they're pulling the door open, I'd get smacked in the side and say, "Be nice." That was the guidepost. Well, both Paul in the letter to the Philippians and John the Baptist in the Gospel are basically saying the same thing. Be nice. If you want to be a disciple of the Lord, first and foremost, be nice. Sometimes we complicate things with all kinds of rules and all kinds of things we worry about. But if you think about it, on a very deep level, it all boils down to be nice. What does it mean to be nice? Well, it means that we're generous, that we don't act in selfish ways. It means that we're compassionate, that we listen and try to understand. It means that we're quick to forgive, because that's what nice people do. It means that we're very slow to judge because nice people don't sit in judgment over others. And if we can simply be nice, odds are pretty darn good that we're going to be doing what we need to do as a disciple. Well, I can't help but think over the past couple of years, in the midst of a global pandemic and all kinds of division and argument and fighting and hatred, that we as a Christian church haven't been real good at being nice. In fact, there are times where we look like the most rigid, most judgmental, most angry of all. And we can't do that. We can't. Because absolutely everything that our Savior Jesus Christ did for us was based on the gentleness and love of being nice. And if we would make that the foremost thing we do when we encounter and deal with one another, just simply ask, how can I be nice in this situation? My guess is that we wouldn't have to work real hard at evangelizing people. It would be contagious. It would change hearts. And I think it goes a lot farther than any theological argument or quoting of Scripture even to people. Simply be nice. Let's give it a shot.